It's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, what's going on in the world of high school reports?
I'm kind of pumped up today, Aubrey. Of course, you know me. I'm always pumped
you are
up
always,
for this segment,
yeah,
because
no doubt.
Our listeners, you know, I want to give them the best I can.
You'd
be amazed, Aubrey. People come up to me like at
you
at
deliver
the
like
gas
89% of the
people
time.
People come up at the gas station and just guys I meet in regular life, and they go, "I listen to you on the radio," and I'm going, "I'm sorry, I'm doing the best I can." So anyway, today on our high school report, we're gonna have a timely guest. I don't know if we do that a lot, but I think today we do. Our guest today is going to be former A&M Consolidated head baseball coach Rex Sanders. Coach Sanders now is the executive director of the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association, and we wanted to have him on for a few reasons. One reason is we just love him. He's a great guy. They would have named the field after him if the ISD allowed those kind of things, but they don't. But just a great guy that we've liked and known for a long time. But the other thing, too, is you want to make it a little topical. I thought about having Coach Sanders on last week when the Astros traded for Scott Kazmir. Now, you're a big Astros fan, so yes. I wanted to bring that up because when Scott Kazmir was at Cy Falls, Coach Sanders and the Tigers played against them in district, if I'm not mistaken. Coach Sanders, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Larry. How are you today?
Thanks for being with us. There's a lot of things, you know, we can talk to you about the Coaches Association, but the timeliness of the thing with the Kazmir deal did strike me. You guys, I have to admit, 2002, I was still on the Aggie beat at the time, but obviously I kept up with you guys and stalked y'all. I'm sure Cease was the one probably covering a lot of your games, but you guys were actually in the same district with Cy Falls at the time, right?
Yes, we were. In fact, that entire district was just pretty unbelievable with the caliber of talent that you saw game in and game out.
The other thing I wanted you to talk about, Coach, and I'm sure our listeners who have been around a while will remember this, but it's something that stands out in my mind, and I wanted to ask you about this because people know about Kazmir because he was from this, you know, the northwest part of Houston.
Sure.
But the thing is, he and his teammate Clint Everts, who was a right-handed pitcher, were at the time, and I would assume maybe still, the highest pair of high school teammates and pitchers to go in the first round. That people forget that Kazmir was went number 15 to Tampa, but Everts was a number 5 pick. You had to play against these guys. They had two pitchers who were taken in the top 15 picks in the draft.
Yeah, they were pretty amazing.
Tell us about that team and what you remember about those guys. Because, Coach, I know you've seen a lot of good guys, but to put two like that on the same team?
Yeah, that was, you know, one of those once-in-a-lifetime kind of deals. Thank goodness. I'm glad we didn't have to face that kind, you know, all of my coaching career. But, you know, we played both of those guys. They both pitched. Whenever it wasn't pitching, he was at shortstop, and he was a tremendous shortstop, you know, and a pretty good hitter as well. But in 2002, we were predominantly a junior team, a couple of sophomores, a few seniors. But I think we started 5, maybe 6 juniors that year. And, you know, just well, every time we'd play a district ball game, it was like a state championship kind of game. I don't do this very often, and I think I got a little smarter as I got older, but I did. Kazmir was pitching against us here at home, and, you know, just people going up there, and I had some some kids that could hit really well. But I went to the plate about the, I was either the fourth or the fifth inning while he was warming up, and I walked away and I just shook my head. That's the best high school slider that I had ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And I think he struck out 19 of us that game, but we won 1-0.
I was going to say, you guys had some success against Cy Falls, and you're not the type to brag, and so I know you'll give credit to the kids,
oh,
but
absolutely.
that was part of the deal. As I said, back in those days, I was still busy ruining Mark Johnson's life on the Aggie baseball beat, but I know Cease has talked to me about those games, but you guys had some good games against, I mean, it'd be hard to argue that there's been many times in the history of high school baseball a team with two better pitchers. Now, obviously, there's been great teams, but those two, what a right-left combination. I mean, you guys had success against them.
We did. We beat both of them. In fact, we didn't lose to them in 2002, and I think when Kyle Nicholson pitched the game against Kasmer, and he shut him down. He didn't have quite as many strikeouts, but he still pitched extremely well. We played good defense, and going into the bottom of the seventh, it was 0-0, and both pitchers still throwing well. And the bottom of the seventh, Kasmer, one of the very few walks, but he walked one of our guys, and of course, I'm old school, so I'm in the bunny in a second. And I think we had a strikeout or two, but anyway, we got to the plate and hit a hard ground ball at Everett's at shortstop, and it just as it got to his glove, it took a hop, literally went over his head, and we scored the winning run.
Wow.
And, that was huge. Of course, we didn't have any idea that Kasmer would be as successful in Major League Baseball as he has been, but just tremendous. But the thing that I really remember is that after the game, Kasmer walks over to our dugout and he tells our guys, "Great game," shakes all their hands.
Wow!
Just really quality young man.
Boy, that's impressive.
Yeah,
that impresses really me more than what you said about his slider, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
the slider won't be with you always, but
right.
your attitude will be.
It makes you feel better about the success and certainly the comeback that he's had with his career. I did want to ask you this because we love to do the local kids, and you mentioned Kyle Nicholson, and I go all the way back to having covered Kyle and Bobby and all those guys, I think 97 or 99 when they went all the way within one game of going to Williamsport. But
yeah,
I remember covering those guys even in the Little League playoffs. But tell us, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, and it's been a few years ago, but you mentioned that was a pretty strong junior team in 2002 when Kasmer and Everett were seniors with Cy Falls. Tell us, do you remember a couple of other guys from that bunch of kids? And
sure.
Who were some of your other guys on that group?
Well, you had Grady Norton
right
behind the plate. Grady was actually a 3-year starter for us as catcher, and Kyle Nicholson and Wade Mahalski. And,
right.
And well, you're gonna get me in a bind.
Well, I was thinking it's hard because I thought about those guys and I covered them in all the way from the Little League back, but
sure.
There were some really really good athletes. I'm trying to think.
We had Brett Lawler,
right?
Was at first base, and of course Brett now is definitely showing his own in coaching.
Right.
He's an assistant there at UTSA. Bobby Bramhall.
Yeah,
was
you had to
for that year, but he was our
right
starting center fielder.
Right, you had the kid coach who was also a really good kicker in football, and I've got brain lock. So
Wade Myatt.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I remember those guys. I talk about the when they were in their 11 and 12 year old years, right, in the All-Stars. Wade Michalski, who was, I don't know how big Wade was then, but he was pretty big, but he's probably as dominant a kid as I've ever seen at the little league level. But he got a ball back off his fingernail that tore up his finger, or else they would have made it to Williamsport. Yeah, I really believe.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tim, one of my coworkers, went all the way to Florida to see them play. Let me ask you this, and we'll kind of move on. And you know, there's so many things we could have you on sometime just to talk about the Coaches Association. But I want to ask you this. I asked you specifically about Kazmir and Everett's because of the amazing fact that there's two top 15 draft picks on the same team, and you were in the league with them. What about when you think back, Coach, you coached some great kids, but you coached against some great kids too. And you mentioned seeing Kazmir's slider. I'm sure it wasn't in district. I'm sure you guys must have seen John Peters either in a tournament or something else. But are there some other guys that pop into your mind? You say, like, wow, you know. And of course, I know over the years, you know, Brenham had they had a young man named Sullivan. I mean, they had a lot of kids, and I know y'all played all those guys. Are there some other guys that just pop into your mind? I'm not asking you to give me the full list. That wouldn't be fair. But if you think about some other really great guys that your teams win against, are there a couple of guys that come to mind?
You know, well, that's really a tough question. You know, we played against guys like John Danks from Round Rock High School. He was just, you know, he was outstanding. And of course, they had a great and still is playing. And
yeah, went to the bigs. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Let me think. Chance Wheelis was another good one. Boy, there's just been so many.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if.
Along the way. Clay Buchholz.
Right.
You know, we play against those guys, and you know, you see them play, and you realize, you know, that's a special talent
right
out there. But just looking at the talent, sometimes it's really difficult to see, you know, just really how far that they're going to go.
Right, yeah, you're seeing them at 16, 17, 18 years old. We're visiting with Rex Sanders, former A&M Consolidated Baseball coach, who's now the executive director of the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association. I remember a few years ago, Coach, I guess it's been 4 years, and the reason I say that is because it's hard for you know, the years run together, but Ryan Johnson just graduated from College Station, but right, he was a freshman on the Consol team when you and I visited at Round Rock at the Dell Diamond when the Tigers made it all the way to the 5A state final and played Cy Ranch. But I'm wondering, I mean, you took your team, I remember you had I guess maybe Mark Johnson's older son on your team, because I remember he was sick and it was 187 degrees for the final.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you had a lot of success. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lot of success. I'm wondering what you think now, because you're still here in the community and still very involved in the sport, with now having two schools. You know, obviously you got that A&M Consolidated program going and had it at such a high level, you know, and that continued after you left, and now they've got a second high school opened up, and that one won a 3A state championship, has already had some big accomplishments in,
right,
you know, just in three seasons. What do you think about kind of the state of affairs for local baseball? It's hard for guys like us not to go, wow, if they hadn't opened up the new school yet, you take those guys with the guys that went, you know, and put them all together. But we still got a great baseball community, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have a great baseball community. A lot of community support. You know, and I think we've been fortunate since you know, I retired in 2003 from coaching. You know, Chase Mann he stepped in and has just done a tremendous job at A&M Consolidated, and when they opened a new school, you know, I think they hired Scott, and he just he's done a great job over there. And certainly there's a big rivalry between the two schools, but still, you know, these kids, a lot of them play together in the summer still. And, you know, the community and you know, what's really neat from my perspective in the job I'm at now, where I've really covered all of the state of Texas and all the high schools that play baseball, and College Station has a great name for itself.
Right.
It really does. And so that's pretty rewarding for me to,
right,
to see that, you know, how far the community has come. And I know when I came here, well, in 1979,
Wow, you were a young pup then.
Yeah. It may have been the ugliest high school baseball field I'd ever seen when I first got here. But, you know, the athletic director at the time, Bob Caskey, got behind me and gave me tremendous support. And we had some athletic directors who continued that and still continue that today. And, you know, we're not just a football or a basketball or a track. We're you know, I think our community really is a total supportive community for athletics, period.
Right. That's Rex Sanders, former A&M Consolidated baseball coach, now the executive director of the Texas High School Baseball Coaches Association. We wanted to get some of Coach's memories about when the Tigers played Scott Kazmir and Cy Falls. And I'd be neglect if I didn't mention as we finish this up that a few weeks back I actually had Harry Francis on the show. I had him on the day after Father's Day to talk about being coached by his dad and coaching his son. And you and Harry obviously were part of building the baseball community here, and two guys who have your priorities straight, and two guys that we really appreciate. We talk about our sponsor, Kelly Burt Dozer, supporting the youth of our community. You guys did that for a long time, and we appreciate it. And, Coach, we appreciate you carving out the time for us.
No, you bet. I love to talk about you know, the kids that we have and the team. Just real quickly, I'll close. Back, it's been a couple of months ago, Chase Mann, that they had consolidated, brought back the 1990 team that went to the state tournament.
Right.
And that was just really special. They had a really nice banner for the kids, and not kids, they're all grown men, certainly. And we had something like 13, you know, out of our 19 kids that were able to show up for that.
Right.
And that was really special. Right. You know, it really was, and laughing and seeing how successful those kids have been. And that, to me, is
right.
You know, the mark of a coach is how the kids that you coach, how are they doing later in life?
And, right.
You know, I hate my own son, Kyle, doesn't get to be there because he's Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force in Australia, so
right.
Get to come back for that special night. But, oh, you know, with medical doctors and veterinarians and head coaches and just on and on and on, it's kids that continue to have success after their athletic careers are over with.
Right. All right, that's Rex Sanders, a friend of ours. And, Coach, we appreciate the time. We wish you the best in your continued work with the Coaches Association, and you take care.
Thank you, Larry. Call me anytime.
Okay. There you go. That was today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Burt Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Burt Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community.